Amen. Amen. Last week I spoke to you about the power of words. How we should be talking to God, speaking to God, the words of God. And one of the reasons that I mentioned those scriptures is for the fact that we have been deceived. We have lost so much blessings just by not having the proper knowledge of the Word of God. Let me start by saying, God works with words. Did you hear what I said? God works with words. He doesn't use magic. He doesn't strike his fingers or wink his eyes and cause things to happen, like in the 70s, whatever. Bewitched. Is that how you call that thing? That move, that series, or program, movie, whatever you call that thing. Is it a series, right? Gene. Whatever you guys call it. There's some pretty girl that would come and wink her eyes and things happen. Yeah. But that ain't our God. Nope. Our God does not wink. But our God is Word. Let there be light. And there was light. Words brought things into existence, right? Let us make man according to our image. And do man he did. So every time God did something, he uses word. Jesus is coming by the pool of Shiloh. He look at this guy that is crippled for 38 years. He didn't stay there and look at the man. He looked at the guy. Do you want to be healed? Words. And he expected an answer in return. Our God is a God of words. Amen. And the main reason that I'm hammering on this thing here is because if half of us would understand the power that our words carry, we would use the Word of God more often. I'm about to show you a clip. But before I show you this clip, I want you to look at a scripture that is found in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12. Read it with me. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, because I go to the Father. This is the Word of God. This is Jesus Christ assuring you and I that we are able to do exactly what Jesus did. And then he goes on to say, actually, you boys are going to do bigger stuff than what I do. And why is that? Because I'm going to the Father. So you're going to be confronted with a lot of situations that I didn't come through. I mean, he had 3 years to minister. We got a whole lifetime to minister. So different stuff will come our way. And I believe this is the reason why he said, greater works than these, he will do because I go to my Father. Jesus left. There was a vacuum left. Somebody had to fill up that vacuum. Holy Ghost came, filled the believers so that the believers can give a continuation to whatever Jesus did. Now, often people ask, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but we don't have that kind of stuff happen anymore. I mean, we don't have too many preachers doing that kind of stuff anymore. And then I say, neither too many believers doing it. I mean, he didn't say that the preachers will do the same work that I do. He said, whosoever believes, is that right? He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Now, if we're going to name a few of the works here, Jesus healed paralytics, is that correct? Cast out of demons of people. Is that correct? Yes. Heal the blind, the deaf, the lame, and raise people from the dead. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
So Jesus says that as I raised people from the dead, you can raise people from the dead. as paralyticus walked, you can make paralytic walk too. You can make blind men see. You can make deaf people hear, and on and on and on. That's the promise in the Word of God. That's the Word of God. The question is this thing still happening today? 3 months ago, in Cameroon, in a meeting, something very wonderful happened. It's a very short clip, about, I'd say, 3 minutes. Something happened that attests the fact that the scriptures are still good for today. Listen to this.
Need the volume.
No volume. The reason I showed you this clip is to prove to you that the Word of God is still effective today. You saw right before your eyes a child that stopped breathing and was dead. And by the prayer of faith, that man was able to bring that child to life. So what are you saying, preacher? What I'm saying tonight is that many of us loses and misses our blessings because we don't know the Word of God, because we don't use the Word of God. But according to John 14:12, any one of you here tonight, under the sound of my voice, that believe in Jesus Christ, has the same ability to do what you just saw in this screen. Amen. What if it doesn't work? Well, if this is your attitude, if this is your behavior and you think, don't embarrass yourself. The power to bring people from the dead is not on us. It is in God.
Amen.
What is ours is to believe that he's able to honor his word and do what he says that he will do. Anyone who believes in him, the same work that he did, he shall do also. Recently somebody said, well, preacher, I wouldn't know how to do something like this. Well, let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 2. How do you go about bringing this thing to pass? I want you to read it with me. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. You are confronted with a situation that you don't know how to go about, how to pray about. Then take words with you. What kind of word? The words of God. Well, that's not what he's saying. Yes, it is. And I'm going to show you in a minute. But if a situation has ever aroused and you have no idea how to go about it, take the word of God with you. Plain and simple. Take the word of God with you. Repeat the word of God back to him. Why? Because the word of God carries power.
Amen.
When the devil was tempting Jesus, Matthew 4, every time that the devil presented Jesus with a situation, what did Jesus say? It is written. So we've got to use words and the word of God. Take words with you. You know, I always wondered about this, and I thought, the Lord didn't ask them, bring a sacrifice to me. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Why don't you go and do some fast so I can answer your prayer? Why don't you go walk a mile on your knees or do something like this? No. The book says, take words with you. Not any word. Take the word of God. Speak the word of God. Why? Jesus said, whosoever believed in him, the same work he did, the person shall do also, and even greater works. So take the word of God that applies to your condition, whatever that may be. Take the word of God. Watch this. When we go to Isaiah 43:26, we find the following promise. Read it with me. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case. So, what you're saying, preacher? I'm not saying. God is saying to all of us this evening, bring my word back to me. Take words. Which words? His word. God is asking us to help him to remember what he has said. Did you say that God forgot? I never said that. We are the ones who forget. So God is trying to trigger our memories. You know, put me in remembrance. What did I say in the Bible? Well, Lord, you said in your word that those who believe in you, the same work that you do, he shall do also, and even greater works. Well, here I am, and I need a miracle now. So you said on your word, and then you speak the word to God. Bring that word to remembrance. Move out of the way, and watch God do the miracle. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. Come on, let's talk. That's the way to say it. Let's talk. State your case. What is the problem? What kind of miracle do you need? What does it say on the Bible? And then when you quote the scripture, oh, that's right, I did say that. Give them the blessing. Are you with me here?
Amen.
Folks, the word is so powerful. And if we could only realize how much power there is in the word, we would be speaking the word day in and day out, morning and evening. Brothers, may I have Psalms 119, verse 89. If you do not have that scripture underlined on your Bible, please do it right now. 119, 89. I don't want to underline my Bible. Let's write it in a piece of paper so you can remember. What does it say? Forever, O Lord.
Your word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah.
The word is settled in heaven. For how long?
Forever.
That means it will never change. Is that correct? Now, watch this. May I have the New Living Translation here? Watch this. Your eternal word, O Lord,
stands
firm in heaven.
Amen.
So that word is eternal. That word is settled. That word is firm, which means I can go back to Him, put Him in remembrance, quote the scripture, and He has no other option but to fulfill what is written on the word. You know, the reason that the devil, I believe, screams of fear when you and I quote the word is due to the fact that this idiot, being an eternal being like he was and is, before there was planet Earth, he was in heaven. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. Before there was Earth, before there was humans, or anything else, there was eternity. There was God. There was heaven. And he used to be the chief of the choir in heaven. If the word is eternal, before anything else existed, he already knew the word.
Amen.
Because the word is eternal in heaven. Yes. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Let's go back to the King James. New King James. Have you had that before? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So this Bible that you and I carry in our hands today existed before there was a world. It settled in heaven forever. So if there was ever a beginning in heaven, the word was already in there. The word is there right now. The word will be there forever. And he knew the word. How can you not know the word being in heaven, being the choir leader? Are you with me? It's just like you ask, do you know Marcia? No. We are in the same home. We live in the same house, in the same church, have children, and I don't know her. You follow what I'm saying? So that punk knew the word of God because the word is settled in heaven. Now, we get beat up by not mentioning the word, either because we are ignorant or because we are a bunch of lazy butts, huh? And we miss our blessings for not mentioning. He says, you know what? Take words. Don't take a crucifix or a rosary. No, take words. Put me in remembrance of my word. Come on, let's talk. State your case. How do I do that? Bring words. Why? Because the word is settled in heaven. If it's said, it's said. You know, the first time that I was in heaven, here am I thinking, oh, wow, I made it. Yes, I made it. And I'm all excited. Then the Lord said, you got to go home. I said, what? Oh, I'm all right. I can lay down here anywhere. I told the Lord I can sleep here anywhere. His answer was so simple. He said, no, you have to go back because your time is not yet. Besides, and when your time comes, you shall be gathered to your fathers. Besides, your wife and Sister Gwen are praying my word back to me. I was so mad when they came back. Why did you have to bring me back? The word of God has the power to do the unthinkable. And the Bible tells us to contend. Now you may say, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but you know, this thing that you're saying here, this is from the Old Testament. Okay, let me tell you that the believers that will go through the tribulation, the Jewish believers that will go through the tribulation in a few more years, let's say, hypothetically speaking, within the next 2 to 12 years, if Jesus is back, believers that are Jewish people will come to the salvation in Christ Jesus. Paul says in the book of Romans that on that day in the future, all Israel shall be saved. So during the tribulation, whenever the 3.5 years of tribulation is gone, and Satan demands the Jews to worship him, and they will not, they're going to start killing Jews like flies. Now, many of them, if not all of them, will be slaughtered, but they will resist Satan on his face. And do you know what is it that gives those Jewish people power to face Satan face to face and stand? Revelation 12, verse 11. I want you to stay with me here. And they overcame him by and are you with me here? In other words, whenever the tribulation comes and the persecution begins against Jewish people, Satan's going to be face to face, torturing them. They will not give in. They will overcome Satan by the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony. So it was on the past, is it today? It will be on the future.
Amen.
Words. Words. It is that powerful and precious word that causes Satan to go nuts.
Amen.
After trying Jesus three times, Jesus knocked him off with the word. He got frustrated, and the Bible says he left him alone.
Amen.
Matthew 4:13. Folks, I believe that many of us today are deprived from great miracles, greater blessings, because we fail to recognize the power that our words carry. So, preacher, what do I do? Well, it is my dream, desire, wish that each one of you will become at least like that man that you just heard about. When you use the word of God, the demons tremble.
Amen.
Listen to Luke 10:18. Well, let's go back. Let's go start on verse 16, brothers. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying,
Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
You know, when we speak the name of Jesus, when the word comes out of your mouth and you're using the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
The demons has no other choice but to submit themselves to you. So let me give you a tip right now. It came to pass, let's say that we are having a service here, somebody falls demon possessed and the demon starts screaming, you go by, shut up in the name of Jesus. Shh! Quiet in the name of Jesus. You're not allowed to talk. Can I do that? Demons are subject to us when we speak the name of Jesus. No demon has no business to be screaming in church and cussing out and this and that and the other. Shut up in the name of Jesus. Shut up. Verse 18 says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like a lightning from heaven. So be careful with the words. I know that none of you here believe that, but just to remind you, there's some stupid belief out there, some lousy nonsense, cultural nonsense, that you see a falling star and you make a wish. How many of you have heard that garbage? Well, that falling star that you see was Satan. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. There is no falling star. And even if it was a falling star, you could wish as much as you wish. It would kill you. It fell close to you. So what are you saying? There's a falling star close to you. When you see that, I bind you in the name of Jesus and I send you back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Those are the words that should come out of your lips. Jesus goes on to say in verse 19 the following. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We use the word to bind demons. We use the word to trample on Satan and all his cohorts. And nothing shall harm us. Hallelujah. How do I do that? Amen. Speak the word. Amen. A lot of people are surprised to know that you don't have to go to a seminary or to Bible school to do this kind of stuff. You don't have. It's part of the combo package. Which combo package? Salvation. Amen. Listen to verse 20. 10:20. Nevertheless, don't get excited, boys, in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So what you're saying, preacher, demons obeying you and I comes naturally. Why? We've got the power. We overcome him by the blood of Jesus, by the word of our testimony. So that comes without saying. They don't have other choice. When you come to town, they have to be scared. Yes. Because they know that you can say something and send them to the pits of hell. And this is how you clean a town. You're coming up to a town and you're preaching a lot of demon possessed. In the name of Jesus, I resist. I submit to God. James 4:7. And I resist you. Mm-hmm. You got to go, and I'm sending you right now straight to the pits of hell, and they lock you up with eternal chains in the name of Jesus until the day of judgment. If every time that one of them manifests, you do that, guess what? They're not going to be willing to hang around where you are because they don't want to go to the pits of hell. They don't want to be tied up with eternal chains. What? Yep. Use the word, because Jesus gave you the power. Don't get excited because demons submit themselves to you. That comes without saying. Yes. Now, get excited because your name is written in heaven. You can't buy a ticket from Delta and go all the way to the pearly gate. Peter, can I get in and put my name in the book? Your name can be placed in the book only by Jesus Christ. Amen. When you believe in him, the same work that he did, yes, you can do also. Amen. And even greater works. Why am I saying this thing today? Because I want to challenge you to try a new dimension on your spiritual walk. Hallelujah. Life don't have to be mediocre like it has been until now. You know, the devil don't have to be beating you and I up left and right. No, 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 no. Our God wants you and I to proclaim to the nation the strength of His power. Listen to Psalm 77, 14. Watch this. May I have... All right. You are the God who?
God wonders.
You have declared your strength among the nations. You and I are privileged to serve a God who does wonder. I like the way that the New Living Translation puts it. Watch this. You are the God of great wonders. Here we go. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. God's power can be demonstrated among the nations when you and I are willing to take the word, to use the word, to speak the word, to enforce the kingdom of God through the words that we speak. Amen. A little crazy, but still worth reading. May I have the backslide translation here, brothers? You're the God who makes things happen. Let's read it together. You're the God who makes things happen. You showed everyone. Reach out to your neighbor and say, your God can make things happen. You may be saying, okay, preacher, I hear you now. So what is it that you want me to do? I don't want you to do anything. But according to Matthew 12:37, your words will play a role on the outcome of your life. Read it with me. For by your words, you'll be justified. By your words, you'll be condemned. Your word will play a role on your life. So may as well use the word of God, the words that we speak, let it be the word of God so we can get the blessings that we're looking for and some. Let our words be the word of God that we can show the nations how mighty our God is, and He can do whatever He wants, whenever He wants, and there's nobody to stop Him from doing it. Hallelujah. You know, when you go to like places like Proverbs 6:2, may I have the New Living Translation? Well, this one is good. If you have trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said, man, it's not good. Let's go back. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So what you're saying? If I decided to agree with God and I start to speak in the word of God, I'm going to be snared into blessings.
Hallelujah.
I'm using the word of God and I'm snared by blessings. I'm going to be persecuted by blessings. I'm going to be run down by blessings. I'm going to be beat up by blessings. Because I'm using the word of God. Are you with me here?
Yes.
You are snared by the word of your mouth. Don't repeat what the doctors say. Oh, you have diabetes. No, I do not. You have high blood pressure. No, I do not.
Yes.
You have glaucoma. No, I do not. And if you have to speak that stuff, you don't have to say, I have. You may say, I was diagnosed with. You were diagnosed with. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
You know, it feels so good. The Hindu doctor looked at me 2 weeks ago. You have a murmuring heart. No, I do not. But you have to shut up. I don't want no murmuring heart here. And you have a leak-involved heart. No, I do not. I have the heart of Christ. So I start speaking the word. Well, I don't care what you have, but you got to do some tests. So you go back, do the echocardiogram, and then you go to the stress test, and they work the life out of me. Just to find out, 2 days later, that the clot, the clogging on the artery, the blockage is no longer there. The murmuring disappear, and whatever happened to the leak involved, they can't find it. Praise God, we are snared by the words of our mouth. I will not repeat what a physician says, but I'm going to say what God says about us, about me. I'm going to use the word of God. Did you know that your words carry power?
Yes.
You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Your word carries deep, deep power. According to Proverbs 18:22, we better watch what we say. Proverbs 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it. So what is the big deal then, preacher? Here's a big deal, and I'm going to wrap up right now. The words that you speak carries weight. And I want you to hear carefully for what I'm going to say now. You may forget everything that I say, but I want you to remember this. There are words that are spoken that may take a lifetime to heal. Yet, if we start speaking the word of God over our lives, over ourselves, our whole destiny can be changed. I deal on a monthly basis and a weekly basis with people that grew up listening to their parents say, "You're stupid. You're so dumb. You will never be somebody." And today we have grown up people, adult people, that are all bent out of shape. People that can't function properly. Because they've been snared by the words that came out of their parents' lives. We have hearts that are broken almost beyond repair. Because parents, spouses, family fail to realize that there is death and there is life on the power of our words. So what you're saying, preacher, what I'm saying is this. If you don't have something positive to say, shut up. Don't say anything. You don't tell people to shut up. Really? All right, sorry. Don't say anything. Better? The Apostle Paul said that everything that is pure, that is good, everything that edifies, if there is any virtue on this, that's the stuff that's supposed to be coming out of our lips.
Yes.
How are you, brother?
Hallelujah.
I'm fine. I've seen better days. Baloney. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed far above and beyond what I can think or ask. You don't look blessed. It ain't about the looks, baby. It's about the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's about me getting ensnared and trapped. Yeah. On the blessings that is in the word of God. And because that word is eternal, I am going to speak that word.
Amen.
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Did the Bible say that the mouth speaks of what? The heart is full? Is that what Jesus said?
That's right.
The mouth speaks of what the heart is filled with. Your words carry power. Be careful on what you say to yourself, to your family, to your spouses. But above all, do not repeat the words that were spoken to you by family members, especially those who are not good. Use the word of God.
Amen.
Bring words to him, his word. Put him in remembrance of what he said and get ensnared on the blessing.
Amen.
If the word is eternal and you're speaking the word over you, then you're going to have a serious problem. Blessings is going to persecute you all over the place. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us to use the right words to speak.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.